Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It's my pleasure to announce the 2020 winner of the Hart Trophy, to Leon Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl hammers it home. Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto with the helpers.
Dylan Holloway, University of Wisconsin.
We have a star in the making right now for the Edmonton Oilers.
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
Alex Chiasson's looking like he's picking the right time to get hot here.
This is Ryan Nugent Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
We're a really good team, and we know that, and just trying to go out there and show that every game.
I'm James Neal.
Dino Nurse.
Jujar Kira from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the Battle of Alberta we've been waiting for 3 decades. Pass Archibald Reach and score!
Mike Smith,
Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Unbelievable.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
What a stop made by Mikko Koskinen.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 CHED.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Hope you're having a magnificent Monday. Just keep that going, Brendan. I want to hear that kick in, man. I want to hear it. I got to hear it. I need to hear it. Indeed, the Monday edition of Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. No, that was not the great reset to open the show. This is Oilers Now coming up. We've got a busy afternoon lined up here for you between noon to 2. Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett will be joining us within the next 2 minutes on Oilers Now. Our regular Monday contributors, John Shannon and Reed Wilkins, and from Hockey Edmonton, to talk about the impact of COVID and some of the provincial guidelines that have been imposed. And perhaps some more coming. We will talk to Steve Hogle, who many years ago worked for the Oilers Entertainment Group, then went off to Saskatoon. He's now with Hockey Edmonton. Here's how you get hold of us. You can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. At the River Cree, all slot machines, table games, and the poker room open. They've taken all AHS guidelines, including plexiglass, literally everywhere. Be sure to try one of their 9 dining options, including the brand new Italia, where you can enjoy 2-for-1 entrees
Wednesdays and Thursdays at the River Cree Resort Casino, Alberta's premier resort destination. As we head off to the River Cree Resort Casino hotline, we are joined by Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. I haven't had a chance to catch up with him for a while. Dave, how you doing?
Doing well, Bob. How are you guys today?
We're okay. It's interesting times, as you know, all over the world. I mean, we know you're not just a hockey coach, but you're also a man of international mystery, and it's very intriguing politically with what's going on in the world and all that kind of stuff. And now, for full disclosure, are you currently in the States or are you in Canada right now?
No, I'm at my home in Arizona. We've been kind of hunkered down here like the rest of the world and just waiting to see how things are playing out.
Yeah, and on that note, I guess, I know there were some, conversations Thursday with the NHL Board of Governors and then the NHLPA. How does a head coach of an NHL hockey team deal with the uncertainty of what's going on right now related to the potential start of a 2021 season?
Well, you try to keep in contact with as many people as you can to get as good information as you can, but it really... most people are in the same boat where the latest talk is January 1st, and so you're kind of gearing towards that. Whether that becomes reality or not is still to be determined. But, I stay in contact with our coaches, stay in contact with Ken Holland quite a bit, and just try to stay up on the news as much as you can and be prepared, ready to go to camp. I think it'll be a shorter camp than normal when we get going, so we're going to have to be prepared and jump in. I like the moves that Ken has made over the...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Break here to add some depth to our team, so I'm excited to get back. But when it starts, your guess is as good as mine.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to circle a bit back to, maybe the roster build up in a second. But part of the reason why we got you on today was to talk about the third annual Dave's Drive in support of Sports Central in honor of Dave Semenko. It's a fundraising awareness campaign and hockey equipment drive that honors Dave. And, obviously Oilers fans think of Dave Semenko as an Edmonton Oilers, but they forget that he was a teammate of yours with the Hartford Whalers back in the day.
He was, yeah. We late in Dave's career, he got traded to Hartford, and we spent some time together. Really enjoyable guy. Still to this day, one of the funniest players I've ever played with in the league. And he's sorely missed. I had a good relationship with him in his scouting days and used to talk lots of hockey, so he's sorely missed. But the Dave's Drive is a great cause. I've worked a little bit with Sports Central there, and it's a great matchup, those two. A guy that was passionate about hockey and how Sports Central helps the community and grows the game with some kids that are maybe less fortunate to get equipment, and great relationship.
You know, it's interesting. There was a legendary documentary, at least in these parts, The Boys on the Bus, that was produced in part by Bruce Winter and Don Metz. And one of the toughest scenes was when Dave Semenko found out that he was going to be going to the Hartford Whalers. The Oilers were the best team in the NHL at that time. You guys were in dire need of the unique skill set that Dave brought. What was the reaction in the dressing room that you were bringing in, one of the toughest guys in the National Hockey League at that time?
Well, if you remember back then, we had pretty good team in Hartford, but we're playing in the division with Boston and Montreal, and they had some toughness, especially Boston. I'll tell you a funny story about Dave. He got traded, and he hadn't been playing very much in Edmonton, and so he was and flew all day to get there. And Jack Evans, our coach, threw him in the lineup, and he threw him right on the top line with Ron Francis and Kevin Dineen. And we're in Boston. We ended up winning the game. I think Sammy got in a fight that night, but I remember him looking at me. I was sitting beside him in the dressing room. He leaned over, and he goes, "Tip, does this coach know who I am?" Because he'd already played about 20 minutes in the game. So he was a little bit in shock, but he came in, and he really helped us. You know, just his winning attitude, his mindset of, you know, making sure the top players could play their game, and he could go up and down the ice and go hard to the net. He was a great asset for any team.
It was a completely different game back then. I do remember one of the fights that he had was with Kevin Hatcher. And I'm thinking...
That was in Washington. Yeah.
And that did not go well for Kevin Hatcher, who...
Sammy was flexing his muscles a little bit there and just trying to make sure everybody knew he was on our team.
Yeah, great stuff. So, again, Dave's Drive, third annual in support of Sports Central. We're joined by Dave Tippett, the Oilers head coach. Want to mention again, the drive encourages both awareness of Sports Central as well as donations of funds and sports equipment to disadvantaged youth in and around the Edmonton area. The Oilers Community Foundation made a donation of 1,200 pieces, and you can check more information out at any time through Sports Central on their Twitter account at @SportsCentral_Alberta. All right, or AB. And you did some work with Sports Central, and that's another part of this. You know, our listeners and our fans know the amount of work that the players and the various staff do in support of community initiatives. And this is another area that unfortunately has been significantly affected, Dave, by this ongoing challenge with the pandemic, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, I played in the golf tournament for Sports Central last year that Mark Spector put on. Actually, not this summer, the summer before, actually, and it got canceled this year. And we're fortunate. We did a couple of fun meals with some fans. Mark Spector and I, he auctioned off a couple of dinners out after in the middle of the season, so some fans could really get a feel of what the coach is thinking those days. So we had a couple of good meals like that. But it does bring everything into perspective. You know, the whole world has changed that way a little bit. And anything we can do to help these charities who probably are a little behind where they normally are, I think everybody's got to step up and help.
All right, Dave Tippett joining us. Dave, let's circle back. So you mentioned you're keeping an eye on things. There's a ton of Oilers players over in Europe right now, Oilers prospects, guys that were on the team last year. You know, Nygaard and Haas got into the mix. Let's actually start with Jesse Puljujärvi. Have you had a chance to watch any of his games with Karpat? Have you stayed in contact with him since Ken Holland got a two-year deal done with Puljujärvi to return to the NHL?
Yeah, I've watched most of his games. You know, he really... Early in the year, he was putting up a lot of points, really really playing well. Hasn't had as many points lately, but has still playing a really solid game. They had a bit of a break in there where they missed a week or two with some, I don't know if it was COVID or just being safe from COVID, but he's over there. He's playing very well. I think he's anxious to get back. I've talked to him a few times, texted with him a little bit, and he's anxious to get back over here. I think he's got a lot to prove, and he's... he thinks he's a different player than he was when he was here last time. And if you watch him play, it looks like that. Now we just got to get him back and get him up and running.
Haas and Nygaard both tried to, cut it last season. And I think that Haas kind of established himself a little bit more. Do you have somebody that puts together highlight packages or shift packages of the respective players over there for you? And what have you seen out of Haas and Nygaard?
We have right from our analytics department and a couple guys that put together shifts, so all the coaches get shifts of each of the players. I know Jim Playfair has watched a lot of Broberg and Bouchard, and you get a chance to see them. You get a chance to see their shifts. It's it's great that they're all playing. Haas is playing a real solid game, not getting as many points, I don't think, as he'd like to. But played a real solid game, which that's kind of the game we expect him to play here coming into the regular season, or coming into next season. Nygaard got up and going and got hurt again, and now is back playing. So I'm interested to see where he can get to. There's some signs of a real good player, real tenacious player there. but the injuries have kind of held them back a little bit. So I'm glad that our players are playing over there. And I think as of right now, we have the most players within the organization playing in Europe of any team. So hopefully that's beneficial to us moving down the line here.
Yeah, Haas currently playing over in Bern. Nygaard's in Farstad. Broberg's playing with Skellefteå. And Bouchard is with Södertälje in the Swedish second division. Of course, Puljärvi and Karpat. We're joined by Oilers head coach Dave Tippett, Bob Stauffer with you in Oilers Now. Well, you alluded to it earlier. You like a lot of the moves that Ken Holland made. Since we last spoke to you, the organization signed Dominic Cahoon. You got a lot of options on the wing that maybe you didn't have a year ago when you and Ken sort of took this project over. Do you feel a little bit more comfortable with the depth situation up front specifically than maybe you had at this time last year?
Well, I do feel really, we feel like we have more depth. And it's not, you know, we had some good players last year, but we've added to our skill set and tried to make our forward group a little deeper with the skill set. You know, we still need some players. Archibald will still be a valuable player for us. We talked about Haas. I think we'll continue to grow. But with adding tourists and the young
Cahoon.
And Puljärvi and bringing back Ennis, you still got Neil Chase on JJ. I mean, we've added depth to our team up front that we just didn't start with last year, which I think will be beneficial, especially if we get into a shortened, condensed season. You're going to need lots of bodies, so we feel much better about that end. We were really fortunate to sign Tyson Barry with Klefbom, a question mark. Tyson Barry he's really excited to be an Oiler, and that's I think he'll come in and really have a good year for us. And then I think Caleb Jones is ready to take another step here, and I think I'm really excited about him, his ability to move the puck and skate, and he's just matured into a nice player that I think can take a bigger role. So we, on paper, you never know. It looks better, but we got to get into the game and get playing and see where we come out. But right now, I like where we're at. And Ken and I were on the phone the other day. We were just talking about, I put our lineup when I first took the job last year, and then I put our lineup as of today, a couple weeks ago, and I think we're much better. So now we have to go prove it on the ice.
Do you think your team's going to be capable, just given the skill that you have up front, and maybe a little bit better transition ability? And I don't mean to, you know, not respect what Klefbom did, because the guy played 25 minutes a game for you, and he can transition the puck. But, you know, Bear will be another year older. You got Jones, who's got some real athleticism, and then Barry brings a little bit different dynamic. Could you be spending less time in your zone, especially further down the lineup, so that, you know, like when you got McDavid and Draisaitl out there in different lines, obviously you got a chance to score up those lines. But there were some tough moments further down. No, a lot of those third and fourth line guys did a great job for you, Dave, on the PK. But you got hemmed up at times 5-on-5. Do you think you'd have better wherewithal to play a little bit more of the game in the opposition end as a result of what you got?
Well, first of all, we have to, as a group, we have to continue to try to defend better. And one of the best ways to defend better is to defend less. And exactly what you said, like when you don't move the puck out of your end very well, if you get pinned in your own end, you spend more time there. And ultimately, you can be a great defending player, but if you defend too much, it's going to catch up with you sooner or later. So we have to have a little more balance in our group, have the puck a little more, because when we have the puck, that means we're not defending. Now, that being said, I think we can defend better. There's 5-on-5. Our special teams last year I was very happy with, but 5-on-5, especially the first half of the season. The second half of the season we were much better, but the first half of the season we struggled 5-on-5, and really our top two lines carried us with our scoring. But we have to be a better all-round 5-on-5 team, and some of that is having the puck or doing better things with the puck, and some of it is defending a little more. So exactly what you're saying. I like where we are. We feel like we have more depth with the ability to play with the puck.
The goaltending has been a much-discussed topic, especially based on the I think I passed the stat along to you earlier today. It was on this date a year ago, Dave. You lost 5-4 in overtime to Dallas. You had a 4-2 lead in that game. If you'd won that game in regulation, the Edmonton Oilers would have claimed the fourth spot. and Dallas would have been fifth in the play-in series. And by the way, you guys beat Dallas twice later in the season. It just shows you how close it actually was. But Koskinen and Smith gave you a pretty good, you know, pretty good ride during the regular season. Tough playoffs. You know Mike Smith better than anybody, and the organization has also signed, you know, a veteran number three goalie in Anton Forsberg. Where's your headspace at right now with, you know, your sort of your visualization of what you see the goaltending being carrying forward here?
Well, I agree with you. During the regular season last year, our goaltending was solid, and there was times Schmidty had a tough December, and then he ended up coming back really strong in January and February. And then Koski was better in December, so we kind of balanced it out. During the regular season, our goaltending wasn't an issue. We were solid. The playoffs, we didn't defend as well as we needed to in front of them, and we didn't get the big saves when we needed them. So, you know, I know, Ken, there was lots of discussion about which direction we're going. And in the end, we went back with the two familiar guys. We added a third guy. And I think those guys are going to come in and do the job. Again, we have to defend a little better in front of them, and they have to hold up their end of the bargain, and I think I don't have an issue with our goaltending.
Dave, thanks for taking time to catch up with us and talk a bit about your past teammate, Dave Semenko, and Dave's Drive. It's a great initiative, and giving us a little bit of an update on what you're working on right now. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Take care. Look forward to getting going as soon as we can.
All right. There you go. That is Dave Tippett, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. And again, the third annual Dave's Drive in support of Sports Central, a fundraising awareness campaign and hockey equipment drive, which honors Dave Semenko. It goes until the 27th. Of November, and to access more information, you can always visit at SportsCentral_AB. And Sports Central was founded in 1991, and since then, over 160,000 children have been helped out. The hashtag is at hashtag Dave's Drive, can be accessed through social media platforms. So, there you have it. Well, it is currently 12:26 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. And we, at this time, will tell you that our Oilers Now headliner today for Touchback Safety was Dave Tippett, a family business taking care of your family during uncertain times. Training sessions still readily available. Brendan, now that you've been able to allow Dave to go on his way, we will tell folks that they can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, ready for your kids' pregame warm-up. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. And Brendan, at Brendan S. Scott with two E's and two T's. And we're going to go right in to the Oilers Now NHL Today segment for Elite Promotional Marketing. Drew Schammerhorn and his staff at Elite, Edmonton-owned and operated, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. And back at the 630 Chet Studios with an abbreviated NHL Today edition is Brendan Escott.
It just comes abbreviated these days. Buffalo Sabres signed their eighth overall draft pick, Jack Quinn, to his three-year entry-level deal this morning. Right winger coming off 52 goals in 62 games with his hometown Ottawa 67s. Free agent defenseman Zdeno Chara says he's waiting to see what format the NHL decides on before he makes a decision on whether to continue his career. The 43-year-old reportedly has more than three teams other than Boston interested in his services. And a quick wrap, a recap of weekend action. Spruce Grove Saints, Fort McMurray Oil Barons emerging from opening weekend of the Alberta Junior League season with a pair of wins each. Bonnyville Grand Prairie split their two games. Sherwood Park escaped with a point on an overtime loss against Spruce Grove. Drayton Valley fell twice in regulation after a sparkling exhibition campaign.
All right. Thank you very much, Brendan. It is currently 12:28 in Edmonton. John Shannon coming up at 12:35, but not before a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.